About 20% of Wisconsin's corn crop is used to make ethanol, but legislative efforts to require it at the pump are stalled. So even though ethanol vehicles are available, motorists may find they have trouble filling up with their favored fuel. Bob Olson is the executive director of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. He says General Motors is looking to the future in producing vehicles that use E85, and Olson says consumers shouldn't be worried about availability of fuel, because the governor and state agriculture secretary are working to increase the number of stations where ethanol is sold.
Well, this is an old case of chicken versus egg, which came first, and you need the vehicles before you're going to get the petroleum industry to put in pumps to provide the E85 fuel, and you need the pumps before you're going to get a lot of vehicles.
GM's Janesville plant makes the fuel flexible Tahoe. It's a full-size sport utility vehicle that runs on ethanol. Longtime GM worker Bill Leindecker drives forklift at the plant. He hopes the model sells well, both for the sake of his pension and the company's survival. But Leindecker notes other automakers are focusing on electric and gas hybrid engines, while General Motors has lagged in this area.
They are a day late and a dollar short. GM's in trouble, but part of the trouble we're having is that they haven't been building what the customer wants and keeping up to date with stuff.
During this year's Super Bowl, GM launched a national advertising campaign to tout its ethanol vehicles. The theme was Live Green, Go Yellow. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.